like plants.
Gladiolas,
better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us,
water, sun, and air.
Let me be the first to wish you and Gwen Kilcher a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and tomorrow's happy Mother's Day.
Do you think your boys will remember you?
Of course. Okay. Of course. I'm sure it's on their fancy phone as a reminder that, you know, sends off an alarm. Mother's Day, call Mom.
That's great, their fancy phone alarm. I'm Steve Gardner, and that's Gwen Kilcher, and this is Garden Talk, live at KSRO. Very glad you decided to turn us on this morning. I think it'll be time well spent, especially between here in the greenhouse and out there in your garden. We have some terrific guests coming in at 9:30, but actually the terrific guests are really you. That's kind of why the show was created, to highlight our passionate listening audience and their gardening questions and oftentimes their unique, innovative solutions that they come up with. Even more so, many more so than you or me.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable, the knowledge base out there. So that's from 9 until 11, Garden Talk as always. And then at 11 o'clock, a little special Mother's Day treat. John Ash and I welcome Georgianne Brennan, who's written some 30 cookbooks. And this will be a homage to France. She's written a new cookbook. And it's just beautiful. It's a homage to all the years she has spent traveling and cooking in France, in Provence, and many other regions. And I think you'll really enjoy our chat with Georgianne Brennan on the Good Food Hour today at 11 o'clock. But before we do any of that, we have some business to attend to. And do you know what business that is, Gwen? Would you have any idea?
Oh, of course.
It's Dennis Dunn, live from the Original Certified Farmers Market. Good morning, Dennis Dunn.
Good morning, Stephen. Gwen, how are you guys?
We are doing very well. We missed our Saturday morning check-in last week because of the human race, but here we are back in business on a just picture-perfect Saturday morning. How's the market looking?
Market looks great. Full of vendors, full of people. Life's good.
Live from the Luther Burbank Center, that's right off River Road, Dennis is going to start our virtual tour right now.
Well, I was thinking about maybe planning a Mother's Day menu. How does that sound?
Oh, I like it.
That's a beautiful idea. Where should we start?
Well, we're going to start at Anna's Seafood, and I would get some of the cooked bay shrimp meat, and then I would probably go grab a little red onion from Tom at Armstrong Valley, and then I would probably pick up a jalapeno somewhere, maybe not here, but a jalapeno. And then an avocado from California Delicious, and make stuffed avocados with shrimp.
I love this idea.
Little cilantro, some olive oil and lime juice to top it off, and that's how we would start.
Okay, you skipped one thing, though. I'm going to require a mimosa.
Unfortunately, we don't have Domaine Chandon here today.
Okay, well, I'll provide my own mimosas, but I do love the avocado cups stuffed with bay shrimp. What's next on our menu? Yeah, Gwen?
I wanted another option. No seafood.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's no right. Seafood. Gwen doesn't eat seafood.
Well, I'm not sure that sausage stuffed avocados would work, but we can sure try it.
Guacamole, Gwen.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so our progressive Mother's Day brunch continues, Dennis.
So then I would probably go to the pasta people. We'll go Italian here and get some pasta and make some type of pesto. be it basil or green onion, or not green onion, green garlic, or whatever the like, with some Parmesan, and that would be the pasta course.
That sounds good.
And then veggies, Singing Frog Farms has beautiful broccoli today.
Okay.
Beautiful broccoli. So I would probably take the broccoli, blanch a little bit, and then saute it in olive oil, garlic, a little bit of red pepper, salt and black pepper, and there's your veggie.
Oh, that sounds good too.
And then here we go, the main course. I would get some root vegetables, turnips, carrots, maybe a beet or two, some potatoes, and use that as a bed, and then slow roast a pork loin with some rosemary from Ed and Deb Owens.
When you see Walter, can you tell him all this and have him do some shopping for me? I love it.
And then desserts. I mean, you can choose. You know, go to Dominique, go to Raymond's, go to Shannon's here with brownies and the like. So you could pick your own dessert. You could even get ice cream from Strauss.
Ice cream from Strauss. Is there any chocolate available at the market today?
There is chocolate available. I can't remember their names. They've only been here for about 2 or 3 weeks. They're wonderful.
Okay.
They're over by me for those people that are listening that know where we are.
Okay, so a good selection of desserts, ice cream and or chocolate, or just all of them.
Don't forget to pick up your bouquet from Nevy's Roses.
Oh, wow.
Oh, of course. Bouquet of flowers. And I hear some little music in the background.
That's Chicory playing his accordion. Chicory is here with his plant starts and cute little stuffed things for kids.
Okay, so accordion music, cute little stuffed things for kids, and his plant starts. Well, you've created a beautiful market menu, everything available fresh this morning at the market.
That's right.
That sounds beautiful. What are you doing for Mother's Day? Anything tomorrow?
I'm doing the market, another market.
Another market tomorrow. So you're working tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow.
Well, as you continue around the market, why don't you point out other vendors and foods that catch your eye, Dennis?
Loads of cherries here today. We have a Potts Farm has cherries. There's another person selling strictly cherries. Beautiful white, early white peaches are here. We've got some apricots. We have regular peaches. There's still citrus. There's still tons of beautiful citrus right now.
Mm, nice.
We have microgreens. George from Earthworker is here, as well as Humble Roots, so you can come and get some nice microgreens. Minhee Hill, I'm looking at some grapes. They've still got delicata squash, which would be great to put underneath the pork loin with the rest of the root vegetables, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Two Rocks Goat Cheese is here. Salmon Creek with their beef and goat, and they've got some wonderful beef hot links. We have a new food truck that does Mexican sweet drinks.
Ooh.
Like fruit stuff. They've got a fried banana and cinnamon and something smoothie. They've got, it's called Fruity Moto.
Say again.
Fruity Moto.
Fruity Moto. I love that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful truck. They've got funnel cakes. They've got churros. They have fruta mixta, which is seasonal fruit with yogurt, granola, honey, raisins, cocoa, condensed milk, and whipped cream. And that's going to be my dessert today.
Oh, how beautiful. How festive. I love this. Fruity Moto, a dessert and fruit beverage truck. New at the market. That sounds great. What other prepared foods are there today, Dennis?
Minhee's Soul Kitchen. Folks, if you haven't had Minhee's egg rolls, come and buy a couple of her egg rolls. They are delicious. Latte is here with her Indian food. I've already placed my order for my camping trip for my samosas, my annual samosas to take camping with me. The falafel fix is here with wonderful falafels. Runaround Brew is here for your coffee needs. The Juice Guy also has coffee. So it's a nice market today.
Beautiful. And are you doing tunes today?
I am doing tunes. Today's theme is sing song.
Which means?
Every song played will have either sing or song in the title.
Oh.
You might hear some Louis Prima. You might hear some Benny Goodman. You might hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who knows?
So Benny Goodman, like Sing, 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 things like that?
Yeah, that absolutely.
Okay, and then Singing in the Rain, maybe?
I didn't put Singing in the Rain on it. I mean, it's in my master list, too. I should have, but I didn't.
Oh,
I don't think.
Oh, very disappointed.
Hey, but I got Louis Prima from Jungle Book. Come on.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You've made up for that. So the market today, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Before we let you go, we have to know what's on the menu of the World Sausage Emporium of Franco and Dennis Dunn.
It's an international flair today. We have Greca, Southern Italian sausage with oregano, lemon zest, and orange zest, and lime. We have Provence, a French sausage, very herby. We have the American country breakfast, and we have Calabrese, lightly spicy Italian with fennel and Calabrian chilies.
It's all there for the asking. The original certified farmers market, our longest running year-round farmers market in all of Sonoma County. You can find it 8:30 to 1 o'clock today at the Luther Burbank Center. Truly about 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road exit. Lots of free parking surrounded by the gorgeous vineyards of Sonoma County. Look for the fluttering white tents. You'll make new friends. You'll run into neighbors, and you'll feel truly connected to our home of Sonoma County. If you missed today's market, don't fret. There's the Wednesday morning market, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. And stop by to say, Dennis Dunn, he'll be the jovial one.
If I'm not sleeping.
Thanks for your call, Dennis. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Thanks, you guys. We'll see you.
Okay, take care. Dennis Dunn, market spokesman for the original certified farmers market. We're going to take a break, find out what Gwen's been up to in her garden, what Steve's been up to in his garden, and welcome some guests to the Garden Talk program this morning in just a few minutes. And always, we'll be taking your calls at 636-1350. If you'd like a word with Gwen, you can reach her now before the phones start to get busy. Or you can also email us at steve@ksro.com with any gardening questions. We have some great tickets to give away today to the Medical Alliance Foundation's Big Garden Tour. It's next Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th. Seven private gardens here in Santa Rosa. It's their 25th annual big fundraiser. All the proceeds stay right here in Sonoma County, really focused on local Sonoma County charities and nonprofits, which is a terrific way to spend your money. Tickets online available at $50 each, but we have one pair of tickets today. All you need to do is get in with a question via email or via telephone, and we'll pick a name at random shortly before 11 o'clock today.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Musical instruments hidden away in attics, tucked in the back of a closet, and sold for just pennies at a garage sale. Music can be the key to a child's future success in life, and thanks to the generous support by Montgomery Village, Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Music for Schools program will be able to put instruments into the hands of those who cannot afford them, but they need your help. This Saturday from 11 to 3 in Village Court, enjoy wonderful music performed by local schools and give an unused instrument collecting dust in your home a chance for use by a child in need. don't have an instrument? Well, help repair one with a cash donation. Remember, the Musical Instrument Drive is this Saturday from 11 to 3 in Village Court. Visit mvshops.com for the schedule of schools performing, or for more information, call Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Music for Schools Program, 707-800-7529.
Hi, I'm Roger Maples with Maples Service. At Maples Service, we are ready to take care of all your plumbing needs, from a leaky faucet to a water heater or even a sewer line backup. Our goal at Maples Service is 100% customer satisfaction. Maples Service, your plumber for life.
If you need to have some plumbing done and you want to know what to do, call Maples Service first and we'll take care of you.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma, or ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO News Talk Radio. Here in Santa Rosa, California, I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, celebrating 30 years in the KSRO greenhouse. It has never looked better. Calls encouraged at 636-1350 if you want to talk about what's going on in your yard or your garden, what's not going on, what's going right, what's going wrong. Should I be fill in the blank, this, that, or the other? Should I be yanking this out? Should I be waiting? Should I be planting this? Should I be waiting? What have you been doing in your garden, Gwen Kilcher, this week?
Nothing. That's because...
Next question.
No, wait, let me finish.
Oh.
We were down in Puerto Vallarta and Jalapa, Mexico.
You were?
And we, my husband and I, went to see the Vallarta Botanical Garden there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing.
The Jardín Botánico? The one in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to go when I was down there.
Oh, back then it would have been a lot more beautiful than it was when we went, because the landscape's a little bit dry, you know, and they're waiting for their rainy season to be coming, so everything greens up again. But the plants that were around, walking around there, if anybody goes to Puerto Vallarta, you must go to the botanical garden. There were plants there that we have little house plants. They have huge trees of these things, orchids that will just blow you away. The tropical plants that they have there, all the different colors, the beautiful pathways you walk down, and there's just one thing after another to look at. You'll walk five steps, take photos, five more steps, take more photos. I probably took about 100 photos at this place.
Would you send me some?
Yes, I'll send you some.
How did you get out there? How far is it from Puerto Vallarta?
Oh, probably I think it was a half hour bus ride. Mm-hmm. We took the bus, the local city bus there. And
so you caught that downtown, the city bus goes directly out there, picks
right,
up?
Right, drops you right in front of the door.
Okay.
And then we did take a taxi to go back because I think the bus was going to be a while before it would come down the hill again. But the bus ride is a kick. You have to take the bus ride.
Did you eat lunch out there?
Yes, they have a beautiful gift shop restaurant that's set up high on the hill. So you have a beautiful overlook of the botanical garden. It was just outstanding.
Oh, boy.
But if you're going to go, this time of the year is a little bit on the late side. You know, a lot of rhododendrons they had there that were finished blooming. A lot of their fruit trees were finished blooming. But there are some trails that you can go on that, wow. You look at them and go, do I really want to go on these trails? Am I going, is the trail going to give way? I mean, they just have like concrete chunks stuck in the ground as stairs and very precariously positioned the whole trail.
But you went on a few of the trails?
Oh, we did. We were adventurous.
And it was worth, because you get to see some things you don't...
Yeah, there was, some kind of giant fig tree the biggest thing you've ever seen, a strangling fig tree, I think they called it, or something. And then black palm, which if you ever watch that show Naked and Afraid, when they're out there and they're walking through the jungle with these, they have to be careful of black palms because of those big, giant black thorns that you can't walk and grab that to get your balance or anything because you'll get a handful of thorns.
Oh, and you didn't do that.
No,
you were
we
very
didn't.
Careful.
Oh, it was beautiful there.
So how much is admission? $10, $11?
Yeah.
So well
yeah.
worth it.
Well worth it.
Okay. So there you are, Jardín Botánico in Puerto Vallarta. If you're going to go down there for a little vacation, make sure you include that. So how was your garden when you got back? Was it doing well? It was freezing when you got back.
Yes. Well, I had somebody take care of my little tomato, pepper, and eggplant starts. And so everything is fine. Everything looks good. The sunflowers that I have that keep coming up every year in the front garden, there's hundreds of them. It's a sea of sunflowers coming up out there. Well, no, because they're taking up half my garden that I need to get my vegetables in.
Oh, so you're going to dig those out.
I'll be selective. I'll leave the best and the biggest and the strongest, and others, unfortunately, will have to go.
My tomato plants, I actually saw them shivering last night outside. I looked in the back, and it wasn't because it was the wind. We got a cold wind.
Yeah.
These past few days, temperatures have been 60, 62. Last night, the lows were in the low 50s, upper 40s.
It was 45 this morning when I got up.
45 this morning.
Yeah.
So,
The plants don't like that, but you know, they'll survive. It's so temporary. You know, it's only been, a few days, you said?
That's right.
Then it warms up again and they'll recover.
And we may get a touch of rain next Tuesday. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's okay.
As long as I get my plants in the ground this weekend, and I'll be happy.
We'll take a break from this, but I want to remind everybody that the Luther Burbank Home and Gardens is celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow, Sunday, May 14th, 11 to 3 o'clock. Maybe you enjoy the lovely Rachel Spaeth, the garden curator of Luther Burbank, who joined Gwen and me last Saturday and told you all about the big plant sale in the courtyard, flowers and vegetables, lots of activities for the kids. There's flower pot painting and peanut butter bird feeders. You can pick up a spring bouquet cut from the gardens, and the home will be set up as an open house. You can take a selfie with the 26 Dodge Estate Wagon, Luther's old car. There's the gift shop's going to be open, and they'll be handing out carnations according to traditions. Mother's Day and flowers, only $3 to get in. And if you're one of the first 100, they give you that carnation. So bring your camera. You're going to love everything in bloom. It's really spectacular if you haven't been over to the Luther Burbank Home and Gardens on Santa Rosa Avenue, right there at 100 Santa Rosa Avenue. Make sure you take mom over there tomorrow, okay?
You know, I lied. I didn't do anything before this whole week. I did pick all the fava beans.
You did.
Bill, remember I put the question out there, and Bill said that I should be picking them when the pods are plump with the beans in them. I did. I want to let him know. I did pick them before we left because he said they were going to be overgrown, so I put them in a bowl and refrigerator, and they're fine. So we'll be cooking those fava beans.
You did good. We'll be back after the news break and meet some very special guests that have written a very beautiful book.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden, La Vida Buena Nursery, and Ma and Pa Gardens. Savor farm-fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, Parsons homegrown hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, rabbit, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors. Starting from Scratch has returned with their infamous breakfast burrito. Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine. Falafel Fix offers the best falafels. And Chalk Hill Cookery provides yummy plant-based foods. Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to try a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free by texting TRY to 797979. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and get your free bottle by texting TRY to 797979. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Text TRY to 797979.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Jeff Davis inviting you to join me on the Wine Road. My journeys include conversations with many of the interesting personalities who contribute to our wine country lifestyle here in Sonoma County, Napa, and beyond. On the Wine Road is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. They've been a family business since 1982 at 2881 Corby Avenue and online at mbofsantarosa.com. Join me this Saturday afternoon at 105 for On the Wine Road here on KSRO.
Drive away in a new Jeep. It's the Ride into Summer giveaway at Grayton Resort and Casino. Win a Jeep Wrangler or your share of over $50,000 in cash. One Jeep and 25 instant cash prizes every Friday in May and June. All prizes will be given away at each drawing guaranteed. The Ride into Summer giveaway, only at Grayton Resort and Casino. Complete rules available at the Rewards
Center. There's no place I'd rather be.
It's a presidential tradition.
Congratulations to the class of 2017. That's some achievement. This is your day, and you've earned every minute of it.
And Donald Trump gave his first one today since he took the oath of office. He spoke to the graduates at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, and encouraged them to do what they love, buck tradition, and ignore the naysayers.
Nothing is easier or more pathetic than being a critic. Because they're people that can't get the job done. But the future belongs to the dreamers.
His address steered away for the most part from politics, but it did not shy away from faith.
In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
Mr. Trump will speak to the graduates of the Coast Guard Academy in just a few days from now on Wednesday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Mostly sunny skies today at 67, 56 on the coast. Mainly clear skies tonight, low 42, 48 on the shores. Blue skies for tomorrow at 66, 57 in Bodega Bay. Monday cool with periods of sun at 68, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Stay and play at Grayton Resort and Casino, your destination all in. Experience incredible gaming action, great night. And a new luxury hotel. Book your stay today at GraytonResortCasino.com.
Gwen Kilcher, Steve Garner, it is Garden Talk live at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. We met these two gals about a year ago. Do you remember where we met?
Oh, yes, I do. We were at the opening of the Cornerstone Sunset Celebration new location.
That's
in
right.
Sonoma.
That's right. And they're here they are again celebrating the release of a brand new book. It's called Harvest, Unexpected Projects Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants. Stephanie Bittner. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
And Alethea Harampolis.
Hi.
Is that pretty good?
That's fantastic.
I did the best I could. I almost stumbled over that. So you are partners in a design firm in San Francisco?
We are. So Homestead Design Collective is actually full service design, install, and organic maintenance of edible landscapes throughout the Bay.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
It is.
And what role did you play in Cornerstone, the new Sunset Redesign Gardens?
So we are the designers of the new test gardens. So Sunset tapped us, about a year and a half ago, and asked us to design the new gardens. And then we work with Joanna Silver, the garden editor, about the content that's coming out of the test gardens for the magazine. So, for instance, we're actually starting to shoot the 2018 garden content already. What's really exciting is you can go up to the test gardens and actually see what will be in the magazine for 2018.
Oh, that's really great.
And then we help maintain it. So we actually have a gardener on site at Cornerstone on a weekly basis, working in the farm, which is the raised edible garden section, and also in the flower room in the raised beds for the harvesting of cut flowers.
And Cornerstone's having some event, aren't they, coming up?
Oh, yeah, it's just a little event. Just a little. Sunset Celebration Weekend is next weekend. Alethea and I will be there all weekend in the gardens. And also we're speaking on the garden stage, I think at 12 o'clock?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
About the book?
About the gardens, kind of about all good things regarding harvest and sunset.
So your backgrounds, let's start with you, Alethea. When did you first put your hands in dirt?
Oh, very long time ago. I grew up in Marin County in Novato in my mom's garden and just followed her all over the garden and was super curious about, you know, what plants that and how does that grow. And I lived there till I was about 18 and then moved into San Francisco and had a whole bunch of other jobs, worked at Pixar Animation Studio for 10 years, and then decided I wanted to get back into the garden. So I became a florist and worked as a florist in San Francisco for 5 years at a shop called Rose and Radish, and then ended up moving up to Seattle and working as an estate gardener up there for a few years. And then started a business, came back down and started a business in March of 2009 called Studio Chew. Mm-hmm. And it's a florist business that I have with a friend, and she's moved back to the East Coast. So now there's Studio Chew West and Studio Chew East. And so I'm still managing the Studio Chew West side of that.
And you have some books under your name, don't you?
I do, yeah. I have the flower recipe book and the wreath recipe book, which is now called Branches and Blooms.
I love the flower recipe book.
Thank
I have
you.
That in our library and really like that.
Thanks.
So, and then what about you, Ms. Bittner?
Like Al, I grew up in the Bay Area, but in the East Bay. And my mother always kept a kitchen garden. And so spent a lot of time in the garden as a kid, you know, moved away, went to college, started a life working in nonprofits. But as I moved around the country, always kept a kitchen garden. And when I moved back to the Bay and took some time off to raise my children, I found that I was actually gardening nonstop and feeding my family from the garden. Mm. So when I thought about what to do next with my life, I couldn't imagine going back to an office. So I started studying landscape design and got my start with a man who actually doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion, in the Bay Area. Aaron Moore, he's the owner of Magic Gardens. And I would say many of the really great landscapers actually made their way through Aaron's mentorship. And he allowed me to start edible landscaping for Magic Gardens. And through that, started my first business, Star Apple Edible Gardens. Wrote a book. My first book is The Beautiful Edible Garden with 10-Speed Press. Through that, met Alethea. And 2 years ago, we both were at a place with our older businesses that were ready for something new. Mm-hmm. And we came up with the idea of Homestead.
Okay. And that's how that launched.
It is.
And what is Homestead?
So Homestead is the relationship between a gardener and a florist. And we call it Homestead Design Collective because we're creating homesteads for people. And they include not only edible gardening, but also floristry services, beekeeping, chickens, everything that you would need to create a backyard homestead.
Well, you were telling a very touching story about one of your ailing chickens to Gwen before we went on the air. So you do walk the walk, talk the talk.
We do.
Totally involved in chickens.
I am. I have to say my background. backyard chickens are one of my great loves. And I actually, my husband laughs because at the end of a very stressful day, I will often take a glass of wine and just sit with my hens. He says it's like, it's better than how people relax looking at an aquarium. Uh-huh. Like, I'll just sit with my hens and cluck with them. And wouldn't you say, Gwen? Yes. I mean, they're like, they're...
Especially the young ones.
Yeah, they're amazing. And we hand raise our hens. And so all of them, like, they'll come up and sit on your lap, and of course they're looking for a treat.
Yeah.
Well, so do you have land? Do you have any area to actually grow fruits or vegetables where both of you live? Do you have any property?
I do. I inherited a home in Lafayette that has 2 acres.
Oh.
So we actually use it as our own test gardens for homestead. Wow. So the first time that we were really experimenting with Kanota oranges as an edible hedge, mm-hmm. you know, that first planting is actually at my home.
That's the photo in the book of those sour oranges.
So, yeah, and the book actually was, 95% mm-hmm. shot in my garden. It was shot almost 2 full years. Every single plant was photographed in its moment of harvest in the garden. And then we actually just cut it right there and made the project, and then the project was shot.
You know, I don't think I knew that from reading the book. Was that mentioned?
I think it's mentioned in the introduction. You know, the thing about writing a book for a national audience is you know, we don't really think about zones here in California, but we really had to focus on having a very inclusive book for the rest of the country. So we even talk about things that can grow in Alaska and Minnesota in the book. We weren't really focusing on the fact that, oh, all of this was grown in Steph's garden in Lafayette.
Well, the photos are gorgeous. Whoever did the photography is just
David Fenton.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. That gives an added interest to the book to know that it was here in the Bay Area.
And Alethea, do you have property?
I just have property. My husband and I just bought a big piece of land. We have 8 acres up in Truckee.
Oh, yeah.
We were looking to live in the Bay Area, but it's just so expensive here. We can't really afford it anymore. So we found a really beautiful property up in Truckee, and I'm going to have very large gardens up there.
That's very exciting.
And I'll keep working in the Bay Area.
That's beautiful. The new book is Harvest, Unexpected Projects Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants. We may not be able to go through all 47 in the next 45 minutes or so, but we'll touch on them. The authors are with us in the KSRO greenhouse today, Stephanie and Alethea. We met them last year at Cornerstone, the debut of the Sunset Gardens, which they helped design. And you get a chance to meet them next week if you'd like to, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Up here in the Cornerstone area. They're doing a class at Shed, which is sold out. We'll talk about that when we come back, about what the participants will be experiencing when they attend your class in about 2.5 hours from now, huh? And of course, you can reach us now at 636-1350. Any and all gardening questions. Doesn't have to be on perennials or annuals. It could be fruits, vegetables, what to prune, what to plant. You got a pest problem, a fungal problem. We can help you with that. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Oh, and one of you, by the way, will win an autographed copy of the new book, Harvest, at about 10:30 today.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
In a parking lot, close to home, or on the freeway, if your car gets dinged or damaged, you need someone you can trust. Rich is from Rich's Auto Body was born and raised in Petaluma. And for over 23 years, Rich has been repairing everything from the smallest ding to complete restorations. Rich's Auto Body will get your car back to better than new with 100% satisfaction. With their state-of-the-art measuring systems and using OEM parts, your car is in good hands at Rich's Auto Body. Rich's also proudly offers Rhino's Protective Spray-On Coating, the dominant leader in the truck bed lining industry with a lifetime guarantee. Motorhome, commuter car, or hot rod, take your damaged vehicle to Rich's, where the dealerships and local police get their cars fixed. Free estimates with no appointments needed at Rich's Auto Body. 2 locations in Petaluma on the boulevard, north or south. Rich's Auto Body is Petaluma
Proud. A posting from another of Max Arnold's happy clients.
I'm pretty weary of personal injury lawyers, but when the day came that I actually needed one, I was glad I found Max Arnold. I was hit by a driver without insurance, and immediately I thought, I'm out of luck. My friend told me about Max Arnold, and from then on, I knew I would be okay. My shoulder was hurt from the seatbelt, and my car was totaled. But Max Arnold found coverage, and after physical therapy and a new car with nothing out of my pocket, I'm back to new. I had such a great experience. I'm telling all of my friends.
Hi, I'm Max Arnold. Now, I hope you never need a lawyer. But if you do, you will need someone who will fight your battle with the insurance company. That's where I come in. Been doing it for decades. Call me at 707-535-1920.
Call Max Arnold at 707-535-1920. 707-535-1920.
Hablamos español.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2011 Toyota Camry for less than $11,000 at Freeman Toyota, a 2013 Chevy Silverado $1,500 for less than $30,000 at Platinum Chevrolet, or get a 2003 convertible VW Beetle for less than $5,000 at Hansel Auto Group. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Find more options than you can imagine.
CarClickGo.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, pros can save up to 20% on bulk price shingles or up to 30% on bulk price insulation. If you're buying a lot of either one, those are some pretty hefty savings. But we don't stop there. With next day job site delivery, you won't have to wait long or choose in-store pickup, and you won't have to wait at all. Save a whole lot of time and money with bulk pricing on shingles and insulation. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details. U.S. and Guam only.
This is quite a beautiful book by Stephanie Bittner and Alethea Arampelos. It's called Harvest, Unexpected Project Using 47 Extraordinary Garden Plants. It's just out a few months ago. They're well known in the Bay Area, have a wonderful design, landscape design firm. They were the ones that designed the Cornerstone Sunset Gardens over there, a little bit east of us, about a half hour east of us. The big weekends next week, you can meet both of them. They're going to be up in Shed, up in Healdsburg, in about an hour and a half, a couple hours, doing a presentation for their new book, Harvest. So what were the skills that you hope to impart to people when someone picks up the book? What were you hoping that they would come away with?
Well, for us, it really is looking at your garden with a new plant palette in mind. So, all of the plants in this book can be in your landscape. They don't have to be in a raised, kitchen garden bed. It's really about making your garden more harvestable and really celebrating the beauty of these plants. So we're going to tell you how much we love agastaches and how they deserve a place in your landscape. But then you're like, what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. So we talk a lot about, who the plant is, where you should be planting it, and then how do you harvest it.
The pronoun who. I like that you use the word, not what the plant is, but who the plant is. It gives them a personalized feeling to it. So how's the book organized?
It's organized by gardening season.
So we have early, mid, and late, just so people all over the country can experience different plants depending on what their early, mid, and late is.
So are we early different. Or are we mid? What season are we now?
We're in transition right now. and really, I mean, Al and I talk about this a lot with, even though, in Minnesota, they're probably still very much in early. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're transitioning into mid here in California. But with climate change, the seasons, are not as set as they used to be. Mm-hmm. So really using those terms lets people kind of jump in wherever they're living as far as what early, mid, and late.
Well, I think you've got the cover photo is early, isn't it?
It is.
What's that, a big old rhubarb?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of rhubarb.
One of my favorite ones. And that's the first one in the book is the rhubarb, the pickled rhubarb. Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned that it's wonderful in cocktails.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's one of our favorite.
I mentioned cocktails came up quite a bit in this book.
all about living in the garden. And doesn't that include a little booze?
It does. In a Bloody Mary, you mentioned. That's a wild idea. Pickled rhubarb and Bloody Mary. You tell us how to do that one. So that's nice. Then on to something I'm not familiar with. Bread seed poppy, baker's flour. You know that one, Gwen?
Yeah.
And that's an edible seed then. Correct.
Yeah, we want people to use all parts of the plants. So there are things that you can harvest that are tubers, You can harvest seeds, leaves, stalks, the whole bit.
Good. So all of it's, not all of it's edible, but a lot of plants they are.
Every plant in the book is an edible plant.
Every single one.
Every single one.
I can't find an exception, no matter how hard I look.
Nope.
Okay. Next is lilac. Well, we know edible. Well, certainly lilac. Ice cream, I've had that. Then that recipe in your book.
Yeah, the project for lilac is actually one of my favorites that Al did. So
let you. I'll talk about that. So I also have a perfume company. I do lots of things. So I've always been obsessed with scent and just how, you know, lilac is so fleeting. It blooms and then it's gone. And like, you know, you may get 10, 12 days, 14 days out of it. So I was trying to figure out how to preserve this scent for the whole year. So you just take organic coconut oil and liquefy it and then let it solidify and then pick the lilac blooms and lay them on top of the coconut oil and just keep repeating. Take the old blooms off and put new blooms on. Do it 3 to 5 times and then the coconut oil will absorb the scent of the lilac blooms. And so then you can use it. I use it. There's like a body lotion. I put it on my daughter. You can cook with it because it's organic coconut oil. There's a million things you can do with it.
Oh,
it's
beautiful. Great. Yeah. In her spare time, she's a perfumier also. How lovely. There's apple and crab apple. The bachelor's buttons are in there. Salad, burnet, artichoke, and cardoon. You don't see much cardoon unless you're an old Italian and grow that around here. Do you grow cardoon in your
garden? I do grow cardoon. I grow actually 2 different varieties of it.
Oh, it's wonderful. How do you cook with it?
You know, one of my favorite ways to cook with cardoons is to do an egg batter and breadcrumbs and cover it with that and bake it. Oh. And it's just like, it's so easy to do. And it's really that the best taste of the artichoke heart, but with like a whole stalk of it.
Wonderful. One of the prettiest photos was of this peppermint candy flower. I love that. I've never seen that. That's from your garden too?
It is. So that's the Claytonia sibirica. It's just the pretty cousin to miner's lettuce.
So it's
edible. You can eat the leaves. Obviously, we eat the flowers. It's something that everyone here, I mean, in most places actually can grow. We tend to underplant a lot of our fruit trees and landscapes with it.
Oh, it's really nice. I love that photo. There's elderberry, of course, the flowers and the fruits and the elderberry wine. I don't think you talk about elderberry wine, but elderberry infused honey. I know you do in the book. Then there's black cumin, the nigella.
It's Nigella statvia. So we get this question a lot. Mm-hmm. People are like, aren't all nigellas edible? And actually, the answer is no. The Nigella statvia is the true edible nigella.
Feverfew. Talk a little bit about feverfew. Very versatile.
It is very versatile. It's actually kind of an interesting plant to use in an edible garden because the scent of the feverfew actually detracts bees. It doesn't attract them. Right. So we use it a lot when we have landscapes where people are afraid of bees. Maybe we'll actually line a path with them and then have the flowering plants like agastaches or lavenders behind the feverfew to kind of give a barrier so the bees aren't directly on a path.
That's really fast. So is it used as medicinal herb at all?
It is. So the feverfew is, look at its name.
It is
a reducing your fever plant. It has a long medicinal history. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a funny plant. In our opinion, you should dry it first before using it because some people do have an allergic reaction when you use it fresh.
Okay.
So we talk about that in the book.
Boy, there you cover so much material in this book, both the culinary and touching on medicinal. Of course, the aesthetic part, you have beautiful photos of arrangements of a lot of the branches in the book. So what are you going to do at Shed today?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to teach a flower arranging class. So Shed,
and what flowers are you going to arrange? Did you bring them up?
You know, Shed has an amazing assortment of local flowers from different farms that they get. So they sourced all the flowers for me, and they gave me a list, which I was super happy with what I was going to be using. So it's just a little mason jar, and people they have a certain amount of stems, and I'm going to do a little demo and show them how to make the arrangement. And then everybody goes to it, and I walk around and help people put their arrangements together. It's really fun.
And are you doing something too?
We are doing, we're finishing off with one of the recipes from the book. We're doing the lemongrass salt scrub as a little takeaway for folks to share with their moms, or really it's gardening season. We use that scrub this time of year when, you know, I think my nails are clean.
Is it to wash
clean.
Your, to scrub your hands
it's
clean?
It's to scrub your hands clean.
Oh.
As all of us gardeners have very dirty nails and such.
Are you looking at Gwen's hands?
No, I'm looking at my own. Look at this.
So that's a lemon, what did you say?
It's again? A lemongrass salt scrub.
Oh, lemongrass. We'll get into the lemongrass section because, boy, is lemongrass versatile. It's magnificent. We'll come right back after this. Actually, there's a half hour we've already completed. We've got another half hour with Steph and Alethea from their new book, Harvest. It's the topic of discussion for the next half hour. Of course, calls welcome at 636-1350 or steve at ksro.com.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Invite you to join me for a different brand of talk radio, KSRO's new Joe Pags Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on KSRO.
Time to tune up your heating and cooling system for just $49. Did you know that gas inside your heater burns at almost 2,000 degrees? And your air conditioner has high-voltage electricity running through it? Hi, it's Paul Bigham with 1 Hour Heating and Air. With 26 years in business, I've noticed two ways of thinking. Those that think a system tune-up is simply changing a filter, and those who really don't know it's necessary and put it off. Well, at 1 Hour, changing a filter, adjusting gas pressure, and tightening electrical connections are just part of a tune-up. For the procrastinators out there, you end up replacing units twice as often while living with inefficient and sometimes unsafe systems. My tune-up will help keep you safe, utility bills low, and extend the life of your heating and cooling system, all to the tune of only $49. 1 Hour Heating and Air. Call 844-5-TUNE-UP. That's 844-5-TUNE-UP. Or log on to 844-5-TUNE-UP.com.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Wednesday and Saturday morning, 8:30 to 1, continue the tradition at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds. Spring is bringing asparagus and strawberries to the markets. Always farm fresh eggs, greens, beets and onions, early season hothouse tomatoes, breads and avocados, broccoli and teas. It's all at the Community Farmers Market at the Vets Building. Direct from the docks, visit Santa Rosa Seafood. Skyview Nursery has your vegetable starts, and Bee Haven Honey is there with local sweetness. Grab breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Fresh coffee from Bella Rosa Coffee Roasters. Hot waffles smothered in whipped cream and strawberries from Wow Waffles. Sushi burritos from Shubu. Or a plate of Nelly's Oysters.
For more info, check out communityfarmersmarkets.com.
Join the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber and over 100 local businesses at the Showcase Sonoma County Business Expo Thursday, May 18th at the LBC. Showcase Sonoma County, your local business expo, is the largest and most interactive networking event of the season. Network with hundreds of local businesses while sampling local craft brews, delicious food, and Sonoma County wines. Visit SantaRosaMetroChamber.com. That's SantaRosaMetroChamber.com.
From dining, entertainment, health and wellness, and family fun, the best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away at mysonomadeals.com. Right now, get 2 sessions at Calistoga Cryo for whole body cryotherapy. The sub-zero temperatures activate your body's natural healing process in just 3 minutes. Normally $115 value, but right now on mysonomadeals.com, it's only $55. But hurry, because it's for a limited time only. This great deal and others only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
About 1 minute short till news at the top of the hour. So in that 1 minute, I will ask Stephanie Alethea to talk about scented geraniums. That starts off the mid-chapter from their new book, Harvest. What is it about scented geraniums that drives people crazy?
The scents. there's so many different scents of scented geraniums these days. And I love when we grow them, we grow all kinds of different varieties. And I will just sit on the edge of the bed that they're in and just rub the leaves and smell all the different smells. But apple, nutmeg, rose, you know, citronella. There's just a ton of different
What do you
ones.
Do with them in the book?
We actually preserve them in sugar. And unlike the traditional way that bakers would do when they put the leaves in the sugar, let them sit, take them out, and you know, get the scent that way, we actually put them in a Cuisinart and we ground them up with sugar. And Al does the most amazing ridging of cocktail glasses with it. And then we use it as a complement to a outdoor cocktail.
Part two of Stephanie and Alethea following the news. The new book is Harvest. This is Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
1350 FM 103.5 and FM 94.5. KSRO Santa Rosa, K27 HCD Santa Rosa, K233 CM Petaluma. FB.